Krishna is so powerful. He has so many wonderful appearances, especially six kinds of appearance he possesses. And even Ram, Nrisingadev, or other incarnations of God were not so much powerful like Krishna. In a moment, he took the life of Putana, who was so powerful, more than so many elephants. 60,000 elephants power she used to have. But quickly, in a moment, Krishna took his life. Agasur, how powerful he was. They were demons, and they can take any shape as they like with their mystic power. By yoga, very powerful. All the boys, all the lakhs and lakhs cows and lakhs cowherd boys went in the mouth, on the stomach of that agasur. They were all lifeless there. And when Krishna went straight on the mouth and in the stomach, he closed his mouth, and then Krishna became so powerful and like a hot
fireball.
And he has
in his
throat, he was there. He stopped his breathing, and from here
came out.
His life and soul came out. And after some time, Krishna, when came out, that light, that is when his soul met in the lotus feet of Krishna. In a moment, he quickly took up whole Govardhan on his left hand, right hand more powerful. This lace, even on his
little finger,
took whole mountain for 7 days, not doing like this, nothing. Oh, very easily, happy, laughing. And he took whole Govardhan on his. He was so
powerful.
And when he came to Mathura in the Utsav of Kansa,
festival.
When they were all doing some yajna near Rangeshwar Mahadev in Mathura, in the guidance of Kans, to please Rangeshwar Mahadev. And Krishna and Baldev were invited, and Akru brought there. And they were there. A very big elephant. What name?
Kubalyapi.
Was on the way, on the gate. Anyone cannot cross the gate without the help of that person who was on the elephant
back.
He took his trunk. And he hooked so much, and the elephant was now so angry, and he was also mad. And he tramped so much and wanted to crush Krishna and Baldev with her spirits. But Krishna and Baldev quickly, by three, they control that elephant and put on there very quickly, taking their teeth,
tusks,
and by bidding, they killed all the Mahavats and also that elephant. Some spots of blood was there, and he entered. Where? All the wrestlers, very big, big wrestlers, Charun, Musti, they were not less than Kansa, very powerful and like majestic, like so much yoga.
They are like power.
They can also change their shapes. So they took the hands of Krishna and Baldev and they put it in the
arena
and they began to wrestle with Krishna. Krishna Baldev was very little voice, very soft voice, very beautiful. And they, like giants and demons, so big, big, powerful. Here, the very beautiful princess and wives of the Jadus were there. And they became so angry. And they began to tell that those who are in this is arena or in this council are all our offenders. Any good person, a noble person, will not be here. They should at once give up this, because here is only adharma.
Religion.
We are seeing Krishna. But we are so unlucky that we are Krishna, seeing Krishna in such a way that Krishna has to wrestle with any demon. Now Krishna, mouth is like reddish and pulvish. They want to kill Krishna by hook and trick. And Krishna is sometimes pushing them here, they pushing him. And sometimes they like this. So we think that we should give up this place and to go away from this thing. Otherwise it is a sin, Mahasin.
Gravia sin.
And they are telling here. And they are not glorifying Krishna by killing Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, taking Govardhan on his finger, or here wrestling with Charun and Vashti. What they are telling? What are their moves? We are seeing Krishna, same Krishna who was in Braja, but now he is fighting with all demons here. So we are so unlucky that we are seeing the face now Krishna in reddish way and some
angry
mood here. But gopis are so fortunate. Gopyas tapakkima acharan jadar musmal rupa lamanya sar asamodhananya siddham drigbhi pivanta anusava anubhavam
durap
ekant dham jasasa sriya. Oh, gopis are so fast. What austerities they have done, that in Vrindavan, free from all these things, naturally lamanya sar asamodhasa siddham, the essence of all the beauty in the whole world. And that beauty has come in the shape of Krishna. when Krishna takes his flute on his lips and sings, and at that time smiling face and seeing towards gopis with very karuna mai drishti,
merciful
glance. Oh, those who have not seen that scene, their eyes are
successful.
Useless. I think that should be blind forever. But those who have seen this Krishna in Vrindavan, in natural way, so beautiful, going to forest, from one forest to another beautiful forest, with lakhs and lakhs cowherd boys, very beautiful, Dham, Sidham, Sudham, Vasudham, Isto, Krishna, Lavanga, Subal, Arjun, and Madhumankal. And so beautiful cows, with odd so big wheat, and so much milk full of, with their calves, beautiful calves, very white. And they are jumping here and there. And Krishna is also going with them in very happy mood, natural way. And he sings on his floor, smiling. Those who have seen the Krishna face at that time, their eyes are successful. Surely their eyes. Now our eyes are not successful. Though we are seeing same Krishna, but in not natural way. Even he is in angry mood, fighting with demons, he is so beautiful, but not like gopi one to see. Akhrunatan phalamidam na param vidam. Shakka anubhavesh vayator vayasyai bhaktram prajesha sutayo anuvenu jishtam jaiva nipitam anurakta kataksham. Krishna is going. Baldev is also going. Those who have seen, taken darshan of the faces of Krishna and Baldev, playing on floats and pursuing all the cows from one forest to another, surely their eyes are successful. But here, the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is very deep, though he is taking the name of Baldev and Krishna, both names. Bhaktram Brajesha Sutayo. Sutayo to who? Baldev Prabhu and Krishna. Both Sutayo. Because Baldev Prabhu always thinks that Nanda Baba is my father. And also Nanda Baba keep priority to Baldev Prabhu more than Krishna. Always. In right.
He takes
Baldev, and in left Krishna. He gives something in the mouth of Baldev first, and then after that to Krishna. He kisses Baldev first and then kisses to Krishna. So in any way, always like father, just like a father. Baldev has told, I don't know my father is Vasudeva. I thought. Because my father has given it me. And Nanda Baba has supported me. Yashoda Maiya has supported. I don't know my father, mother, rather than Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So actually he is father. Who is father? If a father has given birth to any child, but he has kicked and he has left them. Those who have supported, nourishes them, they are also father. They are more father than that. A king may be told like father. Krishna may be told as father because he supports and nourishes us. So here, Sutayo means the son, the two sons, Krishna and Baldev, who was going in cowherds. So he, and they are playing on flute. But it is a rasabhas. What rasabhas? It has been told by this sloka by gopis. They want to see only Krishna. So at that time, cowherd time, Baldev is far away from Krishna and taking his hull and musal and also singa. He is expert in singa blowing. And Krishna, who is following Baldev, he has flute on his lips and singing towards gopis with very affection and love. And gopis are what doing? They are doing aarti of Krishna by their lovely this deepak. And Krishna is accepting them with a smiling. So if anyone has seen this, their eyes are shut. But Sukhdev Goswami, mood is more deeper. Here, Brajesha Sutayo means Sutascha Sutayo. Sutascha Sutayo. Suta Krishna. Suta Radhika. Brajesh Atu. Nanda Baba and Vishwanu Baba. In two, Vishwanu is prominent more. Because Nanda Baba has 9 lakhs of cows and Vishwanu has 11 lakhs of cows. Krishna has one son. And whether that Brajesh, greater Brajesh, Vishwanu Maharaj, one Siddham son, next Srimati Vishwanandini Mahabhasarupa Krishna Kanta Shiromani Srimati Radhika, and thirdly Ananga Manjari, more beautiful. So three children. And then the Baba one, so Brajesh, that Brajesh is more higher than this Brajesh. So this daughter of one Brajesh, that is Srimati Radhika, Sutayo, Anubhenu Jistam, Anubhish, Anumane, Piche, behind. See, Krishna plays on floats, but Srimati Radhika snatches the flute of Krishna. You don't know how to play. I will teach you how to play on flute. And then he takes on her lips and so beautifully he began to. So Anudenu Justam Jaiva Nipitam, those who Krishna then lovely appearance he says towards Srimati Radhika, how beautiful she plays on flute and how she is beautiful. He becomes totally absorbed. Then at that time, smiling and towards Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika is reading his face, Krishna's face. So if anyone has seen this scenery, their eyes are successful. Otherwise not. We cannot see, being in Mathura, how we can be successful, my eyes. So if we can be the feet dust of the gopis in Vrindavan, then we will have chance to see like this. Gaur Pramad. So I think that Krishna is responsible and he has killed all. Gopis or any Brijavasi don't want to see Krishna at that time. But they want to see that Krishna should be defeated by gopis and we can see. This is more sweet thing and more powerful thing than killing of Kamsa, killing of Aghasur, Bakasur. These are very, what? Very little things. Insignificant. But in Braj, defeated by gopis, even defeated by Subal and Sridham, Krishna is so high because he is controlled only by love and affection there. So we want to see Krishna in this way, not in this way, that he so has so much affluence. Those whose intelligence is so thick, means not deep.
Dull.
They think that, oh, Krishna who fought in Mahabharata battle, oh, he is born. Sitting on the chariot of
Arjuna.
They want to serve them. But we don't want. We want that in Braja Krishna should be like in cowherd boys, equipped with venu on his head. And always searching, where is he? Where are gopis in this way? In love and affection. Then Krishna is there. Madhurya Purna Vigraha. So we want to serve like that Krishna and want to take darshan of that Krishna. I should take my bath.